This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. My guest this week is Amy Ray. Tell me about the distillers, because this is going to be an interesting set, because we got the distillers and the butchies in this set. And
well, the distillers are a very important band to me. I think that they're amazing, fronted by a woman, Brody, who is just, to me, one of the best rock and roll and punk rock singers we have now and songwriters. And I feel that they're an indication of what's wrong with rock radio right now, because they should be as big as Green Day. And
well, yeah.
Not, because
yes.
It's a woman.
Right. And especially in punk rock, I love noise bands, and it influences what I do in a big way when we're playing with a rock band. The guys in my band were heavily influenced by it. But during the same amount of time that punk rock was sort of becoming mainstream and becoming, you know, the core of what rock radio is, you know, coincides with a backlash against this one brief little period where women had become very important for this brief second and were on rock radio. And then,
yeah, but if rock radio at that point, the format was just a little more mellow than it is now.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, you had Courtney Love and you had Garbage, you had Shirley Manson. So, but when you took rock radio to the next level, which was more metal and a little more hard edged, they took the women off of it.
Yeah, well, I mean,
because women aren't supposed to rock that hard, and they're not supposed to be political, and they're not supposed to be queer,
and they're not
supposed to look like anything but, you know, Shirley Manson.
And the only thing that we accomplished by it is a whole lot of really, really ugly male bands signed. Guys that were entirely too ugly for rock and roll.
No, I mean,
that was probably the only liberating thing about it.
I think even men had to start dealing with image issues, too. You know, I mean, I think you can get away more as a man, but I do think image did become an issue with men, too.
Fred Durst puts that argument to rest.
Fred is the exception that proves the rule, probably. But,
yeah, maybe so.
You know, but I mean, you know, I feel
it's tough for women in this business. It always has been. And it's not just in rock and roll. It's true in country music. It's true in any kind of music. And I think that it's one of those deals that it's hard for singer-songwriters right now. You know, we're going through a period where, you know, the major labels aren't particularly interested. And it's happened before. It's happened. I've been doing this long enough. It's happened twice
while
I've been making moves.
AAA, you know, like Indigo Girls can get on AAA radio. But which
is a shrinking format. And it's, you know, things are changing all the time, and we don't know how the music business is going to end up before it's over with. But this is, this is a set of women that can and do rock. This is the Distillers on Air America Radio.